that emerges today, 33 shots on goal.
Okay, 33, you know, good number.
Yeah, awesome. Obviously, one thing you guys are fucks off coming in and coming into even the practice is just getting balls in the back of the net. Obviously, you can't do that. Balls on goal to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about sort of how much of an emphasis you put on that, and is this beginning to, I mean, does a game like this sort of, is it emblematic of that emphasis beginning to emerge, you know?
Well, practice this past week has been on attacking. We've been struggling to score goals the past few games, so this week practice has all been about attacking. Today was a good game to, you know, I hate to say practice, but to work on scoring goals and finishing our opportunities. Yeah. We haven't been great about that, so.
Competition today, obviously not the kind of caliber that you're going to face throughout mm-hmm. the rest of the year, but is this something that can kind of build on itself? You put six goals on the board. Is that something that can sort of, you know, start a trend or get you guys rolling momentum-wise?
Yeah, you know, we were, you know, kind of needing a little confidence booster. You know, we wanted to get as many as we could, kind of remind ourselves that we can score goals. You know, we can put it in the back of the net. You know, our defense, even though they're young, you know, we feel that they're strong enough to, you know, we've worked on that. We've established a good defense, and now it's time to, you know, not just get shutouts, but win games.
Yeah.
So.
Sarah, you talked about the youth of this team, a lot of young kids out there, obviously. How important is it for veterans like you to sort of take a leading role in putting shots on goal in terms of putting balls, you know, in the back of the net? Sarah, obviously you got a hat trick today. How important is it for some, you know, veterans like you guys to be able to take a leading role with these kids?
Well, you know, I love having, you know, Molly Kinsella has just been awesome. You know, we've talked so much about working together up top, and we have, you know, as a senior and then, you know, Megan Forster as a sophomore and Molly Kinsella, it's just been really dynamic. You know, we all bring different things to the table. And, you know, and I'm happy that I was able to, you know, score goals and kind of, you know, show that it can happen. And, you know, Molly got a goal. And this has just sparked, you know, something. And she's going to get so many more. And you could see it, how many shots she had, how many shots the whole team had. And, yeah, I mean, just being able to be an example is really important to me.
Yeah. And Amy, talk a little, if you would, just real quick about the kinds of things that you guys have done in practice right from the summer in terms of trying to create an environment in this team where you guys are able to score goals and obviously they need to let that play throughout last game.
Well, kind of like what Sarah was saying, we don't feel like we have 11 freshmen. We feel like we have a cohesive unit of, you know, veteran players. And it's funny because sometimes we actually forget how young they are. We forget that they still have a little bit of molding to do because they've just jumped on right on board. They've bought into the system. They've, you know, they work so hard, and they're all great players that it hasn't been hard to lead them. It hasn't been hard at all, and it doesn't feel like it.
They've been extremely, like, receptive to anything. They're, you know, mm-hmm. open for, you know, criticisms. They're willing to work. They're all hard workers. And, you know, Ronnie has always made that a really big part of her recruiting. You know, we don't just recruit great athletic players. We recruit people who work hard, and that's mm-hmm. you know, the foundation of our you know, program.
Yeah.
So.
Just last question. I'll let you guys get out of the round. I got out of the round too. But considering the talent that's on this team, does goal scoring go to as much confidence as anything else? I mean, just getting the confidence that you have the capability to begin putting balls in the back of the net.
You know,
or what is the key for you guys to sort of, you know, move out of last year where you ended up in so many ties, so many shootouts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, goal scoring is undoubtedly a confidence booster that we definitely need to make a habit. But, you know, even if, you know, Megan or Molly Kinsella didn't get a hat trick, or, you know, Megan Forster did miss three in front of the goal, she made stuff happen. You know, she made other goals happen. And, you know, and that's, you know, hopefully going to be something that everyone recognizes in themselves and they recognize in each other. You know, goal scoring, of course, is our ultimate goal, but.
And what do you see that's different this year as opposed to last year?
I feel like we have more goal scorers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Natural forwards, natural attackers. I think that we've had a lot of forwards in the past, myself included, that are natural midfielders that come and help us score goals as much as possible, obviously, but, you know, not necessarily goal scorers. I feel like Molly Kinsella, when she gets her feet wet and when she gets a little bit more confident, she's what they call a natural goal scorer. Sarah's a natural goal scorer. So we have more of that now, I think, in our freshmen and now our returners, that they've gotten more confident too. That'll be a bit different.